B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
Well, before I get to it, I can't believe this woman has given up on dating. What does that say about society?
Who, pray tell?
I'll tell you in a minute, right. But first I want to mention a couple of important things. Tonight, in the season premiere of 2020, it's John Lennon, Life, Legacy, and Last Days, and has an interview from his last day.
Wow. I didn't realize that he did an interview that last day.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been 40 years since he was shot and killed in Manhattan.
And he was 40 years old,
so he would have been 80.
Yeah. Wow.
Have you been to Strawberry Fields in Central Park?
Yeah.
It's very pretty.
It very is.
Have you been to the Dakota?
Yeah. Well, I've been there. I haven't been inside it.
That's the apartment building.
Yeah, we took photos and stuff.
Yeah.
And
it's weird, isn't it? Like, you take photos and you're like, but this is wrong.
But it's just so iconic.
I know.
You can't believe, wow, that's
so that's lit. Tonight. Yeah. Also, the other important thing I want to announce is that the Tony Awards, speaking of 2020, the 2020 Tony Awards have been announced. And Jagged Little Pill, which started here in Cambridge at the ART, was nominated for a whopping 15 Tonys. Apparently, it is the most amazing musical that we can't see until May of 2021, but it's about Alanis Morissette, and it's about...
What's it called again?
Jagged Little Pill.
Okay, yeah, it has to be her.
Right. Yes, it does. She helped write it.
It'd be ironic if it wasn't.
Oh, God, no.
Boy. Wouldn't you say?
No.
I think there's a whole scene about that song, actually.
Did you see it?
No, but our friend did.
Oh.
My friend PJ went and saw.
Oh, did she? Oh, that's right. She went bananas.
Yeah.
Okay. She loved
Amazing.
It. All right. So there's that. So congrats to that. All right. Let's discuss how come this is happening. Guess who said no to dating? She's given up because men are just no good.
Okay, fine.
Sharon Stone.
Oh, my goodness.
Is done with dating.
If Sharon Stone can't get a decent date,
what does it say for the rest of us?
She's 60-ish.
Yeah, but she looks 40.
That's what I'm saying. What's the deal?
Anyway, even if she looks 60, she's still Sharon Stone. She says she'd rather spend time with her family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
She feels that people are insincere and not worth her time. And in addition, she thinks that men and women are in different spots as far as emotional maturity is concerned.
Wow. Done. We'll see. Maybe just taking a break.
Do you think I'm more emotionally mature than you?
You think what?
Do you think that I'm more emotionally mature than you?
Okay, sure. Is that the right answer? Is that the right answer?
I think I'm probably... No, I don't know. I don't think... You seem pretty emotionally mature.
Very, thank you.
You're like even keeled.
Yes.
You, on the other hand, Brian.
What are you going to be for?
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sad about it.
You're just done?
Yeah, I'm finished.
I didn't know. You know, it's funny. When I was a kid... I thought the Tony Awards were for outstanding Tonys.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I thought, wow, it must be nice. They have their own award.
How long did your parents let you walk around thinking that?
For many, many years. Wouldn't you?
That's not very emotionally mature of them.
Hey, the Tonys are on. Let's see who gets the Tony.
I love that Tony. Big Tony.
Tony. So I was thinking of all the Anthony. Lucky Tonys out there. Yeah, I think he won one.
Tony, Tony, Tony.
That's right. Wow, the Tony Awards. They should have that. Anyway. Right?
Yeah, all right.
A lot of them.
Tony the Tiger.
Oh, my God.
I didn't think of that.
Tony Soprano?
Sure. Yeah, see? The Tonys. Here you go. Reminder, though. 2020.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
John Lennon.
Yeah.
It's 9 o'clock. It'll be great. Okay? Here's one of his bandmates.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.